stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Welcome in San Diego, it's Jade Hindman. On today's show, Ziggy Marley joins me to talk about freedom and his new children's book, Pajamin. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. You know, music has a unique ability to tell stories, you know, the stories that connect, soothe, and inspire us. One great example is Bob Marley's 1977 song, Jammin'.
In the name of the Lord, we're jammin'. The lyrics
really celebrate togetherness, community, peace, and mutual respect. The iconic song is also the inspiration behind a new children's book by Ziggy Marley, Bob Marley's eldest son. It's called Pajammin'. Ziggy Marley is a 9-time Grammy winner, Emmy winner, musician, producer, humanitarian, and author. He'll also be a headliner at the inaugural KPBS Book Festival on Saturday, August 23rd. He joins me now. Ziggy, welcome to Midday Edition.
Yeah, nice to be here with you. How are you?
Yeah, I am good. I can't complain. And so glad to have you here. You know, first, tell me about Pajamin'. It's about, you know, a family pajama party. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's about my family, you know. My immediate family of, when I started writing this, I had 4 young kids. And we used to communicate through song, through making up my little jingles here and there to get them to do stuff, whether it's if they're going to brush their teeth or if they have dinner time. I usually communicate with them through song or, you know, make up a little rhyme or something. So Pajamin is, you know, it's a part of how we communicate with our children. And, you know, the book is based upon my father's song, Jammin', in terms of the energy and the vibe and the melody of the idea. But, yeah, it's just a way of communicating, you know, some things to the kids, really.
Wow. Well, okay, so how old are your children?
Well, my youngest now is 9, my other one is 14, and we have an 18-year-old just went to college, like, yesterday.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, I have another one in college, and I have 2 older kids, you know?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, you know, even though this book is about a family pajama party, and, you know, when we think of it, we're thinking of very small children. It's something that you really carry on, even as your kids grow up and get older. It's that connection, right? It's important.
Yeah, man, especially, I mean, the connection where we bring everyone kind of back to the childhood state of mind, where no matter how old you get, you're still my child and I'm still your parent. And we always can dial down the adult world, you know, and bring it back to that inner sense of when you were a child, you know, when I was a child, being a child. You know, it's just it's a great time in our lives, in their lives. And, you know, we always can bring it back to that, you know, as a family, you know, even if it's just for fun, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, so throughout the story, you really weave in lyrics from that iconic song we just heard, Jammin'. How did you get the idea to do that?
Well, really and truly, we do these things every day. We make up stuff. We ad-lib stuff. You know, so it's just a part of who we are and what we do. We like having fun. We like making fun. And music is a part of our life. And we have fun with music. And so with songs of my father, we always, like, you know, trying to relate it to our everyday life and spin it in that way. And so this is one of the ways we spin it, you know, spin the vibe of his spirit into his grandchildren, you know, in a very fun way.
Yeah, I'd love to hear some of the story in your own voice. Would you mind reading us a few lines from the book?
Yeah, we can read a few lines, of course. I love reading. Yeah, all right, so here we go. This is from the first couple of pages, right? It started in the day, way before sleepy time. The excitement was building for a very jamming-filled occasion. The plans were made, the invite sent. Today is here and tonight is next. The perfect time to do this thing. It's an old tradition. Pajamin. You know, so that's, yeah.
I love that. Yeah. I love it. Creating those family traditions. It's so important. You know, illustrations are such a huge part of children's books, too. And these illustrations, they're bright and colorful, almost whimsical, like a kid's imagination. Leticia Moreno did the illustrations. What was it like to bring the images to life with her?
Yeah, I mean, I just say images, colors, especially for kids, you know, are very important. It's a full, the full spectrum of their how they receive information. It's not just one way. It's in colors. It's in words. It's in sound, and so you know, it's a back and forth. It's a collaborative process. You know, she send us art. We say, hey, try this, do this, do that. And we just, that's how we work. Most of the stuff we do is collaborative, and so we just try to come to a thing where it just feels good, because sometimes it's about how it looks, but a lot of times how it feels when you look at it. How you feel when you look at something is how we kind of judge things. We really use a lot of heart and a lot of feeling to also interpret things, and not just how we see it, but how we feel it, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, you know, was reading and storytelling a big part of your own childhood growing up?
Yeah, well, reading, you know, I was not so much, but storytelling, because, you know, I grew up in Jamaica, and we have a lot of folk tales in Jamaica that we were told. There's this one famous character called Anansi, which is actually... It's coming from West Africa and our heritage in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to hear stories about Anansi all the time. And we used to hear a lot of, we call them dopey, but it's ghost stories. As kids, our grand-aunt would tell us like these dopey stories, these ghost stories that scary but fun still, you know. And so it's really word of mouth we grew up with, hearing stories. And so it's always been a part of our life. And music tells stories. My father, music is storytelling also, so it's a big part of our life, storytelling.
Yeah, they got to have the griot. How is writing children's books different and maybe similar to making music for you?
Well, writing children's book and children's music is like a freeing experience for me, because I can just show the imaginative side, the child side, the just like this side of me that's not so heavy. You know, that's not so adult, and not be self-conscious about it. You know, like, you know, we can be children. I can be a child again, mm-hmm. and not worry about what some adult might say about, you know, what they read or what I sing. I'm really like that, for real. Like, I have a strong imagination. I've had one since I was a child. And, you know, I could make up my own games and play in the bushes, or use a chair as an airplane. I remember growing up doing that stuff, so I'm very imaginative, and I've always been, I never lost that imagination and that way of, like, kind of escaping the world in my mind, you know, finding a way to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's important not to lose that part of yourself, you know, that imaginative part, that childlike part, but so many people do. How would you recommend people hold on to it?
Well, I tell you, I really don't know it. I mean, listen, it's a lot of love. Yeah, I mean, you have to really have an open heart and an open mind, and really a lot of love in your heart for really accept yourself. Accept yourself in all the different facets of who you are. And just be real with yourself, you know, be true to yourself, really. That's what it is, because we all have that in us, but sometimes we try and hide it or try to put a face on it. Sometimes the world... are the situation, are the differences we have in culture, race, and all these things makes us put on a facade of who we are, or we feel like we have to be a certain way. But, you know, I mean, the real thing is to just be real and true to yourself. I think that is the best way. And not, you like, you don't have to be this adult idea that society puts on you. You know, you have to be this way, you have to do this, you have to be very, you know, you don't have to be that way. You can just be true to who you are. You know, society kind of tries to form us in what they want, what society expects us to be. But we have to be more free than that. You know, I think that's what is really being a free spirit and an open heart and open-minded person. You know, you can get there by that way. You know, just let go. Just let go, you know.
That's great advice. What's next for you? I mean, any plans to write more kids' books?
Yeah, well, it was never a plan, really. It was that thing what really happened, you know. So I think it's going to happen again. I don't know when, but, you know, I know it's going to happen again because I love doing it and I enjoy doing it. I enjoy it for my kids and for other kids. And it's just, and for me, it's so beneficial. It's like, it's a relief of the stress of the world, really, to write for children and do music for children. It's a break from the world of adulthood stress, you know?
Hey, yeah. It's staying true to you.
Yeah.
Well, lastly, Ziggy, what do you hope kids and their families take away from Pajamin?
Well, joyfulness, togetherness. And again, a way to put the outside noise away. Because there's a lot of noise outside in the world, you know? And just get together as a family, really. I mean, that's what I hope. It's just for, like, lock off the noise of the outside world for a second and let's be a family and let's get back together and share and love and just sometimes do things that is maybe breaking the rules in the house, but it's fun at the same time, you know? So freedom, really. I want kids and parents to have a little freedom. And then we can get back to, okay, you got to go to, you got classes, you got tutoring, you got soccer, you got this, you got that. Kids are so busy these days. Kids are so busy these days. So much pressure on kids. This is, let's take some pressure off the kids, you know, and have some fun, you know.
That's a great reminder and message for people to receive. I've been speaking with Ziggy Marley. Ziggy Marley is a 9-time Grammy winner, Emmy winner, musician, producer, humanitarian, and author. He'll also be a headliner at the inaugural KPBS Book Festival on Saturday, August 23rd. Ziggy, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for everything you guys do also, you know. Respect that, yeah.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.